Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Cool.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Judging by the numbers, early voter turnout has been massive. With a week and a day to go until the election, almost 60 million Americans have already cast ballots. Hugh Safery among them in Maryland.
I like to be the first at any opportunity I have, so it just felt right to go and vote early.
It looks like a case of tampering in Massachusetts. WBZ's Jim Smith.
Boston police have released images of a man who they are trying to identify in what is now an arson investigation.
There were 122 ballots in the box altogether, 87 of which appeared to be undamaged, save for the fact they were wet as a result of the effort to extinguish the fire. Most of the other remaining ballots are legible. However, we believe 5 to 10 might have been destroyed or damaged to the point where they could not be read.
That's Secretary of State William Gavin. The candidates are trying to secure undecideds. Correspondent Nancy Chen.
President Trump spent the weekend visiting battleground states like Wisconsin and New Hampshire.
This is not the crowd that comes in second, okay?
Democratic nominee Joe Biden attended mass on Sunday morning. He later addressed an online Get Out the Vote event.
Everything is at stake, from the environment to our health.
Jill Biden will campaign for her husband in Georgia today. President Trump has three stops planned in Pennsylvania. Vice President Pence isn't letting a COVID outbreak among staffers get in the way of his campaign schedule. Former FDA chair Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation.
One thing they might consider for the vice president is using one of these antibody drugs as a prophylaxis. There's a belief that these drugs would work well in that setting. There's some risks associated with that, but you obviously do not want the vice president to contract this infection.
Mr. Pence will preside over the Senate's confirmation vote on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett.
I'm Tom Foti. The Senate was in on Sunday to keep moving on a Supreme Court nomination Republicans want done. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The Senate is doing the right thing. We're moving this nomination forward, and colleagues, we'll have a new member of the United States Supreme Court.
Senate Democrats don't like it, but do not have the votes to prevent it. A final vote likely late tonight.
Dodgers are one win away from their first World Series title since 1988. Correspondent Steve Futterman from Arlington, Texas.
The LA Dodgers haven't won a World Series since 1988. They are now one game away from winning the 2020 World Series. Los Angeles beats the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2 here in Game 5. The Dodgers now lead the best of seven series 3-2.
Game 6 is tomorrow night in Texas. S&P futures down 32, Dow futures off 262. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by MassMutual, honoring mutuality all around us and the people who prove we are all stronger when we look out for one another. MassMutual.
Live and local. Detroit's number one news station. News Radio 950 WWJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. It's October 26, 2020. I'm Tom Jordan.
Good morning. I'm Roberta Jacina. It's snowing in Sault Ste. Marie right now. Also some flurries on Mackinac Island. What about us? Here's Dean DeVore.
Plenty of clouds, chilly today with a shower or two as we go through it. The high just 50. That chill is going to remain all week. The complete AccuWeather 5 days coming up.
Currently at Metro Airport, just plain cloudy and 47 degrees. WWJ News Time, 7:03.
Developing on WWJ, police investigating a deadly shooting in a downriver neighborhood. Let's go live and local to the scene. Here's WWJ's Charlie Langton. What's going on, Charlie?
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom, I'm here in Lincoln Park, and that's where police have an entire street blocked off, Hanover Street. This is in the area of Southfield and I-75. Now, we've got reports that one person is dead, another person wounded, and the shooter is on the run. Now, that shooting apparently took place around 4 a.m. this morning. Multiple police departments are here. There's a canine unit, at least a couple of units over here assisting in this investigation, trying to find the shooter. Now, we don't know the situation that led up to the shooting, nor do we have a description of the shooter. But again, this is police, an active scene here in Lincoln Park. Reporting live from Lincoln Park, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
We have developing news in Macomb County this morning. Roseville police are investigating a drive-by shooting that sent a woman to the hospital. It happened this morning in Roseville in the 26,000 block of Clancy. That's in the area of 11 Mile and Hayes. The shots were fired at the victim just after 5 this morning. Detectives are on that scene right now in Roseville for the investigation.
Troy police investigating a report of shots fired near the Somerset Collection. Police say shots were fired near the south side of the mall about 4:45 yesterday in the afternoon. The suspects fled the scene after the shooting. There are no known injuries or property damage at this time. Any witnesses are asked to contact Troy police. More information is expected to be released later today.
All over social media this morning, people are saying Matt Stafford was stupendous. The odds were stacked against him, but the Lions won in dramatic fashion yesterday. Let's go live to WWJ's Tony Ortiz. Tony.
Roberta, the best description for what Matthew Stafford did yesterday was absolutely clutch. He led a drive that covered 75 yards in just a minute and 4 seconds. That game-winning drive capped off by Stafford hitting tight end TJ Hockenson with an 11-yard touchdown strike with no time left on the clock. That's why the Lions were able to beat the Falcons yesterday 23-22. Afterwards, Hockenson was asked about the reaction inside Detroit's locker room in the aftermath of that come-from-behind win.
Oh, man, everyone's fired up. Baby! Everyone's fired up. Like I said, you know, it's pure raw emotion. You know, guys are stoked. You know, we want to win. We talk about winning, and you know, it's awesome to come through like that.
That victory moves Detroit to 3-3 on the season. More importantly, the Lions are just one game behind the Los Angeles Rams, who play tonight on Monday Night Football in the chase for the final wild card spot in the NFC. Live at the Sports Desk, Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Well, this is the last full week before Election Day, and Michigan will be front and center for both President Trump and Joe Biden. Based on the polling data, it appears that suburban women will play a key role in the outcome of the presidential race. WWJ's Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick reports a key supporter of the president says the race comes down to policy versus personality.
If the internal polling data is correct, there are some suburban women not particularly happy with the conduct and the behavior of one Donald Trump. Bill Schuette says it's a fair question to ask that question, but here's his answer to what those women might be looking for.
The final decisions will be about, is this policy versus personality? And yes, at times he might be a bit rough for some, but his policies of safety in our streets and our neighborhoods, I think that is a key issue for suburban women, for suburban families, safety of our neighborhoods and our streets.
Mr. Schuette was interviewed on Off the Record. Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubick, WWJ News Radio 950.
Concern about the rising cases of the coronavirus in Michigan. The health department reported 3,338 confirmed cases of the virus over the weekend, the highest single day total since the pandemic started in the middle of March. The health department says that more than 96% of the test results being reported originated from specimens that were collected from people in the last 5 days. There are now a total of 158,026 confirmed cases in the state. 35 more deaths were also reported, moving the statewide death toll to 7,182.
A friend of WWJ and the head of the Heat and Warmth Fund struggling as she battles breast cancer, with a warning for women in Metro Detroit as well. That story's coming up.
WWJ News Time, 7:08. It's time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th. And let's go to the roads. Here's Dennis Neubacher.
Well, a little bit of good news out by Metro Airport, Roberta. That crash we had along 94 westbound out by Ecorse Road is finally clear. Looks like traffic's beginning to thin out a bit there. While we're talking about the west side, too, heard from Allen Park Police that Pelham Road closure because of the overnight crash that knocked down a utility pole. That closure could last until later on this morning, possibly even 9 o'clock or more. So that's, again, Pelham Road just past the split there for Allen and Allen Park. That's a busy road there trying to get to and from I-94. This report is sponsored by the Macomb Intermediate School District. We have new problems now along 94 westbound again between Van Dyke and about Mount Elliott. There's a crash with a backup there. The eastbound side near Mount Elliott crash has been cleared, but a new crash just came in along 94 westbound just past I-75 on the shoulder. We'll check that out. This report sponsored by the Macomb Reads Festival. Register for today for the Macomb Reads Festival on November 7th. Boy, is that cool. Drive through with your preschool through elementary kids for free children's books and cider and donuts too. Yeah. At the Macomb ISD on Garfield Road just south of M-59. Register at register at MISD.net/Macomb Reads. Watching the AAA Jam Cams in the St. Joseph Mercy Health System Traffic Center, Dennis Neubacher, WWJ News Radio 950.
All right, let's get a read of the weather right now, live to meteorologist Dean DeVore. Hey, Dean.
It doesn't read as good as that 78 degrees felt on Friday. This is going to be a chilly overall week, and there is some dampness in the forecast here going forward, including some showers today, a couple of them. I wouldn't be surprised as if we go through the day, maybe some whiteness mix in with some of those snow showers up to the north and west of Metro Detroit. Highest temperature today in the upper 40s, pardon me, to near 50 degrees, and then a brief shower tonight. It's going to be cold with plenty of clouds, low down to 36. Tomorrow, staying in the low to mid 40s with a afternoon shower or two that can't be ruled out. Sun's back on Wednesday, not as chilly, but this is the warmest day, up to about 54, 55. Chilly with some rain or drizzle likely on Thursday. Some of the moisture from Zeta comes up this far north. Near 50 on Thursday, and then back to some sun, staying in the upper 40s as we get into the day on Friday. So it is going to be a chilly week for sure. Temperatures right now starting out at 43 downtown, 42 at Metro Airport. A couple of showers, the high just 50 today. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore, WWJ News Radio 950.
We've got you covered. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th.
The most local news in Detroit. Depend on us. News Radio 950, WWJ.
WWJ News Time 7:11.
A lot of people who've lost their jobs because of the pandemic are saying, you know what, I'm sick of working for somebody else and I'm going to start my own business. What should you think about before taking that
leap? Business consultants, Roberta, say that when people want to go into business for themselves, they often fail to answer two important questions. Number one, who's my target customer going to be? It's very important to know that because it'll help you figure out if there's really a market for what you're going to sell. And the second question is, who is my competition? It's important to know who that is and how they do what they do so you can do it differently. The experts say if you do it the same way, you may not get noticed.
That's WWJ Business Editor Marie Feldman.
The head of Thaw, the Heat and Warmth Fund, wants to remind women to get their mammograms since she was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. WWJ's Beth Fisher with a story live and local, Beth.
Tom Thaw, CEO, former Detroit City Councilwoman Sontiel Jenkins was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. She's undergoing chemotherapy and may have surgery. She found a lump during a self-exam, but had neglected to get a mammogram for a couple of years.
I know this pandemic is scary, and everybody is urging us to stay inside. But the healthcare industry is also now urging us to take care of our medical issues because they are recognizing that people are getting sicker, people are missing appointments, and we're doing things that are causing more long-term harm.
Jenkins says she will beat this and says she has a lot of support. Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
That was some fascinating vacuuming they did over the weekend. They used a vacuum to suck out the nest of 200 murder hornets out of a tree. We'll have that story ahead. Tony's next in sports, talking about that spectacular Lions win. WWJ News Time 7:13.
Shaping the perception of manufacturing. Sponsored by BorgWarner.
I'm Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. Now that factories are running again and doing a good job of protecting workers, a new concern has emerged. Lawsuits. Michigan Manufacturers Association President John Walsh would like some protection for manufacturers who needed to act quickly to make personal protective gear and change their plants, and they didn't necessarily have the luxury of a lot of time to meticulously plan to prevent litter.